Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the very first bite-sized political podcast of the week. And I'm getting this one in really early, and I'm taking a bit of a chance on it because it might be wrong, but I think it's going to be right. And I'm going to talk about the political demise of Humza Yousaf. So thanks to everyone for downloading this. Thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. And yes, you'll have seen the news that the political rumor mill is absolutely rife with the suggestion that at some point today, Scottish National Party leader Humza Yousaf is going to resign. It's interesting, you know, Humza Yousaf became First Minister of Scotland and leader of the SNP on the 29th of March 2023. Today is the 29th of April 2024, so he lasted for 13 months. What a triumph. You know, back then, whenever he was sworn in as the first Asian and Muslim to hold the office since it was created in 1999, well, that's no big achievement. The New Statesman named him the 13th most powerful left-wing figure in the UK. The New York Times called him a trailblazer. He's been a disaster. I told you, do you remember when Sturgeon stepped down and this whole issue came up in terms of who would succeed her? I said to you, I was backing Humza Yousaf on the basis that he would be a disaster and he provided the best chance of the destruction of the toxic SNP. Well, I was right. I called it right. I knew he'd be a disaster and he's proven to be a disaster. Now, the thing about him is that whenever he succeeded Nicola Sturgeon, you know, the SNP was beginning to deflate. There's no doubt about it. But in the intervening period since he became leader at the end of March last year, I mean, the air's gone out of that party like air leaving a vacuum. And it's pretty obvious that he's responsible for a lot of the problems himself. You see, it's worth taking a moment to point out that the SNP have never commanded an overall majority, really. So most of the time, they've had to operate in some forms of coalition arrangements. You know, the most recent being the Boot House Agreement put in place in 2021 by Sturgeon and the absolute satanic Greens. And they cobbled that together, which enabled them to get some more stuff through in the intervening 2 years. But our Humza threw it all away. Apparently, he had a petulant fit, basically said he wasn't putting up with the Greens and their demands. And however it was managed anyway, there's a lot of bad feeling. You can see there's loads of bad feeling. And that's why there's going to be a no confidence vote in him. At least one, maybe two no confidence votes this week. I think he wants to head that off. And I think that's why he's going to resign today. A moment of shame, obviously, for him, for his party, and for Scotland. But, you know, this is politics. It's wild at times. And so Humza has basically shot himself in the foot and is now paying the price today when this very public humiliation will most likely unfold. And I suspect it will dominate the news agenda later. But I thought I'd get in early and just talk about him, you know, because the thing about it is when you are in a minority position, which the SNP mostly has been, the way you govern is you form alliances with other people and you get things done by basically getting them to buy into what you want and you buy into what they want. Humza Yousaf has been very alienating and he basically has annoyed everybody, including some in his own party, but certainly all of those in the opposition benches. So there's no goodwill left. There's nowhere to go for Humza Yousaf. And so it makes absolute sense to me that he will resign and the SNP are going to have to go about the business of getting a new leader. Now, to lose one leader in 13 months is awkward. To lose two is, that's more than awkward, is it? You're witnessing the slow motion destruction of the SNP. Now, I believe it's been engineered, this is my view on it, in order to facilitate Labour. That's the main thing to take out of this, I think. But my, what a destruction it is. And I suppose the only thing about Humza is, even as he steps down and goes back into wherever he came from. Maybe he could get himself a job as, I don't know, mayor of Gaza. I mean, he's spoken more often about Gaza than he has about Glasgow. So maybe that might be somewhere he could find, I don't know, somewhere more suitable to his particular talents. I'm not sure that he will be missed in any regard. And obviously, the way this plays out is when somebody goes like this, all the tributes come in. It'll be interesting to watch what the tributes to Humza Yousaf should be. But I think the best tribute to him is good riddance to bad rubbish. He's proven to be a nasty person, a nasty figure, an alienating figure. This day of his political ending was coming from the day it started, all the way back on the 29th of March, 2023. He posed as the natural successor to Nicola Sturgeon, but he's been a disaster. So I can only hope they pick someone else who's equally catastrophically bad, and I'm sure we'll have time to discuss that in the time ahead. Thanks for listening.